Hi, Elise Dewsbury here with the 75th in my series on how to get no feedback from Elise. And today I want to talk to book writers about something in dialogue that I refer to as statement of fact. This is when a book writer writes a line of dialogue that is just a statement of fact and has no point of view. Now, I believe firmly that the book writer has a really important and tough job to do when writing a musical. Every single line of dialogue you write has to not only deliver information that will move the plot forward, set up the song that's coming next, but also reveal character. And you don't get a lot of time to do that because in a musical, of course, a lot of room is taken up by the song, so the book writer doesn't get a lot left. So you have to pack a lot into a little bit. And because of that, you cannot afford, in my opinion, to ever simply deliver a statement of fact. If there's no point of view involved, then you're wasting time, what little precious time you have as a book writer. You need to be doing more than just delivering the fact. An example, for instance, that I mean of a statement of fact would be if a character were to say something like, a year ago, my college roommate was raped by one of our professors. There's a lot of potential emotion packed into a statement like that, but that is simply a statement. None of that emotion exists in there. Now, you can lay it all on your actor to say that they need to deliver that with all kinds of angst and turmoil, but you can get a lot more work done if you establish some kind of point of view. When a person is stating a fact, are they angry about it? Are they happy about it? Are they nervous about it? There has to be some way that you can infuse that line with more than just the fact. Another one is something like, for instance, if a character were to say, I just moved here from Madison, Wisconsin. I used to live on a farm there, but now I live by the beach. Well, we just got a lot of information about that person. We now know where they're from and where they used to live and where they live now. That's a lot of useful information, but we don't know how the character feels about any of it. Are they sad? Do they miss the farm? Do they love the beach so much they never want to go back to a farm again? There's so much more work that that sentence could be doing. Another example, I'm a legal secretary and my boss makes me l work late every night. Important information. We know what your job is, and we know that what sometimes happens with your job, but we don't know how you feel. Do you hate your boss? Are you happy to do it because you love your boss and you love your work? Are you planning on reporting your boss to HR? There is no point of view, and to me, that makes that a wasted sentence, and you cannot afford that as a book writer. Years ago, my mentor, John Sparks, and I'm sure he still tells this story, told a story about how he was directing a reading of a play, of a musical at one point. And the writer kept coming up to him and saying, why won't the actress say that line more sarcastically? I meant that line to be sarcastic. Why won't she ever say it sarcastically? And so, you know, they kept rehearsing it and kept rehearsing it. And she kept coming up to John and saying, it's not sarcastic enough. She needs to say it more sarcastically. What can I do to make her say it more sarcastically? And John said to her, well, you could write a more sarcastic line. So that's what I'm talking about now. You don't want to just put it all, and an actor can bring a lot to a line that isn't necessarily there. But it's also your job as the writer to make sure that the point of view is in there enough that the actor has something to work with. So, for instance, there's a lot another way to say a line would be, tell me one more time how I was dancing in the kindergarten play one day, and the next I couldn't breathe without an iron lung. Now, that is a line that's dripping with sarcasm, but it also gives us tons of information. It tells us that this person, you know, when they were younger, they were a dancer, but then they got polio, obviously, and they wound up in a iron lung. So it tells, but it also tells us they're very angry about it and they're sick of talking about it. They don't want to hear about it anymore. That's often a really, really, really useful way to get exposition across, to get facts across, is to use anger. Or an outburst of some kind. Because when somebody delivers a line in anger or just, you know, because they're pushed to it, it doesn't sound as bland and ordinary as them simply stating something about themselves. Here's another one. For crappy wages, there's got to be an easier way to make them. I got hand cramps from pumping oxygen into Father Lombardi's lungs. So now we know that this person is an underpaid nurse. who, and this is from the same play as the Iron Lung one, I'm sure. I pulled both of these from the same work. But both of those are giving you so much more, so much more point of view. So I don't need to belabor the point anymore. Let me just say, take a look at your script, and anytime you find yourself writing a sentence that is just stating facts, this is true, and this is true, and this is true, stop for a second and figure, how else could I deliver that so I'm accomplishing more than simply delivering facts? The facts are important, but how can I deliver those facts in a way that also propels the plot forward and delivers really important character information, tells me about my character? So, very, very important topic. Avoid a statement of fact and look instead for revelation of character and plot. That's it for this one, and toodaloo.